In our call to worship today, I want to draw your attention to 2 Corinthians chapter 9, the first five verses. For as touching the ministering to the saints, it is superfluous for me to write to you. For I know the forwardness of your mind, for which I boast of you to them of Macedonia, that Achaia was ready a year ago, and your zeal hath provoked very many. Yet have I sent the brethren, lest our boasting of you should be in vain in this behalf, that, as I said, you may be ready. Lest happily, if they of Macedonia come with me, and find you unprepared, we, that we say not ye, should be ashamed in this same confident boasting. Therefore I thought it necessary to exhort the brethren, that they would go before unto you, and make up beforehand your bounty, whereof ye had noticed before, that the same might be ready, as a matter of bounty, and not as of covetousness." Here was a situation in the church of Corinth where they had sent word to the folks in Macedonia that they were making a collection. It had been a whole year, and they hadn't heard anything. So Paul sends some brothers back to Corinth, and he said, "Listen, I'm sending these brothers back as a reminder because there are folks coming from Macedonia. And I've told them what you told me a year ago, that you were going to give. You had sent forth a message, you were excited. We haven't heard from you yet. So I'm sending these brothers back to encourage you so when the group from Macedonia comes, you won't be, number one, unprepared, and number two, ashamed that you didn't help." You know, it's good to be reminded to give to the work of the Lord. Sometimes we can, in a moment of emotion, say, "Yes, I'm going to give." And you'll make a word of promise to some missionary or whatever. You'll write them a note or an email and you'll say, "You know, I'm going to be helping out a little extra this year." And that's as far as it goes. It's good to be reminded because we're frail human beings, first of all. We say things, we do things, and sometimes it's good for us to be reminded. And so we are here today in our Faith Promise Sunday to remind you that we have many missionaries that look forward to our support each month. And that means every month during the year. Not just the springtime or not just in the fall, but throughout the summer as well. They are expecting, they figure their budgets as well, based upon what has been promised to them. And so today we encourage you as we go forward with our mission giving this year, that the Lord would help you to remember. We put little notes in the bulletin, but you know the Lord wants you to know and wants you to remember that missionaries are depending upon you. They're depending upon this church to give faithfully and to continue in our support. Every month we get letters and notes from our missionaries. Thank you for the monthly support that you sent to us. Or thank you for the extra month support that you sent to us. It means everything to them. We are holding the rope for them as we serve here in Milton, but also as they serve in their places of service all around the world. And so I want to encourage your hearts today and remind you, as Paul did to the church at Corinth, you have desired to give. Now make sure that you're not unprepared, that you have made preparation so that you will not be ashamed later that you have not given to the purpose that God would have you to do. That's a godly thing. That's a good thing. It's a biblical thing to be reminded as a church family of what we have promised our missionaries. And I pray that this year will be a year of increase, that we'll be able to not only support our missionaries, but perhaps to even increase the support that we have for our missionaries. Pastor Walker.